or else it will squawk quite heavily. Amen. So, pardon me just a moment. Let me readjust something else here that I haven't gotten adjusted right or something. Maybe I'm in the wrong output. 1, 2. There we go. Hallelujah. Amen. I've rearranged some things to do some recording, and so sometimes, amen, I may have to come back and visit this thing again. Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. If I'm too loud, amen, turn your fingers down or something like that. Maybe I'll get the message. Amen. And we can, amen, do something about that. Amen. There we go. And I better. Hallelujah. I'm going to be in John chapter 14. Amen. Lord, dealing with my heart Friday, then yesterday morning again, and this morning. Amen. With the Word of God. Hallelujah. We are living, amen, on the edge of, amen, of tribulation. And, amen, on the edge of tribulation and a millennial reign of Christ. Amen. We're at the, I believe we're a lot closer to the end than a lot of folks would like to admit. Amen. And a lot of folks who would like to admit it, they are one of the better signs that we're there. Amen. You know, one of the greatest signs that we're there is the present day ministry of the church system. Amen. We have arrived in a terrible estate. Amen. When folks care more about, amen, the things of this world than they do about the things of God. Amen. What does the Word of God say that marks the end? Lovers of their self more than lovers of God. Heady, high-minded, all of those things. Amen. We got folks who like to argue their intellect. Amen. All the while, they're looking right straight the truth in the eye and saying it's a lie. Missing what they should see right before their eyes. Amen. The greatest sign of the end time, by the way, is the falling away and of the false doctrine that is emanating are two of the greatest signs that were there. Amen. John 14 and 1, I'm glad, though we're at the end, amen, it's not a time of terror. It's a time, amen, when we can have hope. Amen. God didn't say, well, He didn't say He raised up a church to be full of fear. Amen. But a church that was full of love and of power and of love and of sound mind. Amen. John 14 and 1, Jesus speaking near the end of His ministry. He knows what's coming. He tells His disciples this, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas saith unto Him, "Lord, we know not whither Thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me." Would you pray with me this morning? Father, I thank You that You have not left us hopeless. You've not left us clueless, but You have left us, God, with ample warning. You have given us, God, not only warning, but hope. You have given us, God, reason to rejoice, but, Lord, also reason to be about Your business. Reason, God, to be concerned about the things of the Father and the things of heaven. Sir, this morning, as we, God, look in Your Word, and as we look around our world, and we look at, God, the world and the signs that are in the world and in the sky, even as Your Word has said, we know, sir, by the signs that are appearing that we are nigh. Behold, even at the door, as Your Word hath declared, may we then take diligence, be diligent and take heart, that we may, God, fight the good fight of faith as we near the finish line, that we may with all effort and with all vigor, and God, with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, pursue the will of God, fulfill Your will, and to save as many as possible by Your grace and by Your help, in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. I can tell you, if you've ever been working on a job and you didn't have the ability to work after dark and you've seen that sun going down, it makes you kind of grab another gear and get after it. Amen. And especially when you know you got to get some things done or else there's got to be a lot of peril. Amen. I think the church has maybe lost a lot of sight. Amen. About the peril of not getting what God's given us to get done, done. Amen. There are souls that are at stake. Our nation is in grave trouble this morning. Amen. A lot of folks who, amen, are thinking it's this person or that. Amen. But the problem that our nation is in this morning is what the nation is doing with God. Amen. It's where the problem lies. Amen. By looking at, amen, the activity, amen, of the people of the country. Amen. I'm telling you on Sunday morning and Sunday night, and amen, and throughout the week, it's not hard to tell what the spiritual condition is of the nation. Amen. There was a time in this country, amen, when if you was considered a good Christian, amen, you showed up for church. Amen. Anymore, it's almost like it's become an option. Amen. Amen. God loves me no matter what I do. I said, well, maybe you need to read that book again. He loves you, but does it mean He goes along with you? Come on. A lot of people say, because He loves me, He goes along. Oh, I'm telling you, my dad loved me, but He didn't go along with me when I'm wrong. Come on. I knew He loved me. Amen. But He didn't go along with me. Amen. No, he got to be. If He did, He had a funny way of doing it, because He get that little long thing out about a half inch wide. Amen. And I sure wish He wouldn't have went along with me so much. Amen. Because he raised whelps and stripes up on me. Amen. Oh, no, He didn't go along. Amen. To love someone and to go along with someone in the wrong is two vastly different things. Amen. And a lot of times there's been a lot of misperception. Amen. The Word of God warns us about that misperception. Amen. Peter writing says, don't count God's slacknesses. Some men count slackness. Amen. For God is not slack concerning His promises. What was He talking to him about? He had just got through saying that our Father said, many say that since our fathers fell asleep, all things remain as they were. Amen. Which they were willingly ignorant. Amen. That the world was of old standing in the water. Now the water, that first world being destroyed by water, but now is reserved unto a judgment by fire. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. That same verse still stands in retrospect today and in future respect as it's going to come to pass. Amen. God has destroyed this world by water once, and He's going to destroy it by fire in the future. Hello. Amen. Whatever God has said, He is absolutely going to do it, and there will not be any change in that. Amen. Where I view that from, amen, is totally and completely up to me. Amen. And up to whosoever will. Amen. I'm telling you, I want to view it from the side that God's on. Hello? I feel the Holy Ghost already. I said, I want to view it from the side that God's on. Amen. And listen, if we want that, there's nothing in this world can stop us from having it. Amen. I'm just going to say that again. If we want that, if we desire that, there's nothing. There's no devil. Amen. There's no system in this world. There's no vile government system. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. There are folks in that vile place called China. Amen. And Afghanistan and Pakistan and many other places Brother Joe can name off in the, amen, this morning that are vehemently against, amen, Christianity, but there are people there that have got the goods, amen, that are living the life, amen. Come on with me. There's not an environment in this world, amen, that can stop the child of God. Amen. They may send you home to meet the Lord quicker. Amen. But that's about all that they can do. Amen. Why do you say that for, Brother Joe? Well, hear what Jesus had to say. He said, I say unto you, amen, fear God. Amen. But He said, because what can man do? He says, after that man has destroyed the body, he can do nothing more. Amen. But God is able to destroy not only the body, but your soul in hell. And Jesus said, I say unto you, fear ye Him. Amen to God. Reverence this God. Amen. If we'll love God, amen, God will keep us in this world as long as He wants us to be here. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. He kept Jesus here. They tried to kill Him before He ever got His ministry off the ground. Amen. I mean, He hadn't but got started good, and they tried to shove Him over a cliff. Amen. But what did the Word of God say? He turned and just walked through them. Amen to God. Come on with Brother Joe. God will keep us here as long as He wants us. Amen. And when He's through with us here, He'll bring us home with Him. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen to God. I hear that old Apostle Paul say, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Amen to God. I'm telling you, there is, amen, an abundance of hope this morning. I can live this Christian life, fulfill the will of God. Amen. And when it's all settled and done, go home to meet the Lord. Amen. And find endless joy. Hallelujah. Well, glory. What you preaching this morning, Brother Joe? I'm preaching that God keeps His Word. He will come again. Amen. He keeps His Word. Amen. He don't tell lies. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Amen. God said, have I not spoken, and shall I not bring it to pass? Amen. We live in a time when men want to twist, want to wrest the Scriptures to their own destruction. All of these are signs of where we're at. Amen. That's what the Word of God says. In the last days, perilous times shall come. Look that word up, perilous, if you want to. Amen. Dangerous times. We're living there. Amen. In dangerous times. This dangerous on more than one, amen, front. Amen. It's dangerous on the spiritual front. It's dangerous on the natural front. Amen to God. But I'm telling you, glory to God, there's peace and there's safety. Amen. In God. Hallelujah. I want to say it again. There's peace and safety. Well, Brother Joe, Christians are being killed. I want to tell you, they're safe. Amen. If they send them out of this world, they send them to the safest place. Amen. Anybody will ever know. That should be with God. Hallelujah. Come on with me this morning. Amen. Ain't no greater, no safer place to be had than under that throne with Him, having fulfilled the will of God, you safe forevermore. Hallelujah. Down here, those that are left, we still got the struggle to go on. That's what I rejoice. Amen. At the death of a Christian, amen, there is a rejoicing there. Amen. That they finished that fight. Amen. With God. Amen. In the right way. Amen. I'm telling you, their fight is over. Their struggle's finished. Their battle is won. Amen. I've always loved that song. Amen. I've sought to find the words to it. It was sung at Brother Jerry Bell's funeral, dad's funeral. Amen. Soldier won the battle. Amen. My God of heaven. I'm telling you, the victory has been won. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God that God attends those funerals. Amen. Because precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me hurry and get where I want to go this morning. Amen. I'll ramble everywhere if I'm not careful. Amen. We're living in the time, amen, that He is going to return, amen, into the heavens and going to set the trumpet to the lips of Gabriel and going to gather His church. Amen. I said earlier in the service, amen, had a fellow send me a nice long dissertation on, amen, how I was confused and that first rapture, amen, was a satanic rapture. Amen. But he said there are two raptures, and amen, I don't know where he got the other one. Amen, there are other raptures, I agree. Amen, but I don't know where he got the satanic part. Amen, I'm telling you, he's coming back after people that are looking for him. Amen. Brother, amen, Noah, amen, wasn't that all? Amen. 7 days ahead of that flood. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. He's secured. Amen. Ain't nothing in that ark going to drown. Come on. I almost said, ain't nothing in that ark. Amen. Come on. All the dangers past that door shut. Everything outside that ark is in peril. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen to God. I'm telling you, listen, as long as I'm in this world, there's peril. But if He takes me out of this world, there's no more peril. Amen. No more fight left. It's all settled. Amen. Come on with me this morning. Amen. The Word of God said, now there is a type and a shadow of that nation of Israel. Amen. The day and the hour that Lot departed out of Sodom and Gomorrah, fire and brimstone fell that same day. Amen. Come on with me. There is a judgment God has reserved, and there is an opportunity to that nation of Israel. Amen. The Word of God said they're going to receive Him in a day. In a day. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. God's going to deal with them. Come on. Why? He promised it. Amen. God always keeps His promises. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want to look, amen, at what the Word of God says marks the last days. Matthew chapter 24. Amen. As it was in the days, amen, of Noah. So as in the, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Amen. Let's just look at the days of Noah. For the Word of God said that men's thoughts were continually evil. Amen. I'm telling you, that's a terrible statement about humanity. Amen. In that time period. Amen. That the thoughts of men were continually evil. Amen. My goodness. Amen. But I think the greatest scripture out of that Old Testament in those parts of the, amen, of God's writings had to be in that sixth chapter when God said, but. He put an interjection in there. But Noah, amen, found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, God's come on the scene. He's told Noah, amen, the end of all flesh has come up before me. And I think if we could hear the voice of God today, amen, He is very loudly and clearly giving us the message and the warning that the end, amen, of this Gentile dispensation has come up before God. Amen. My. And you look around our world. Amen. You talk about everything bringing into focus. The seas and the waves, He says, is roaring. Amen. Look at Europe, the yellow vest, amen, their big protest there over the gas prices and over, amen, of the open borders and all that. Amen, the yellow vest are not, amen, hateful people. They are the common people in France. Just like you and me, who have got a fed up with all that is going on, and they're simply, amen, saying we're not going to have it anymore. Amen. By the way, the yellow vest, amen, protests have now spread into Germany. Amen. Oh, come on, Brother Joe. The sea and the waves are roaring. Amen. We look everywhere you look, there is problems and tribulation. Amen. The Word of God says, amen, with perplexity. Come on. I mean, nobody's got it figured out. Amen. Because there's somebody who's sitting in the heavens. Amen. He's doing a lot of laughing right now. Because he said, why is he doing laughing, Brother Joe? Because he said, come, let us break their bands asunder. Let us cast them away from us. Amen. But my Bible said in Psalm chapter 2, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. He shall have them in their sore derision. Amen to God. My. Oh, what are you going to say? Yet have I set my king up. Thou art my son. This day have I declared it. Amen. I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Amen. What does the Psalm chapter 2 finally come to a conclusion? Kiss the Son, lest He be angry. Amen. And you perish from the way when His wrath is kindled but a little. Amen to God. My. Well, all you got to do is look back through history and what we call the Word of God. Amen. That book called the Bible. Amen. And see when Israel, amen, rose up against God, it was not a good thing. Amen. I was talking, amen, with my boss. Amen. I supposed to left a little earlier. Amen. He opened up the book. He opened up the page in the door, and so when he did, I stepped on in. Amen. I was just discussing the condition, amen, of our world. I think it was on Friday. I was supposed to got off a little early to go, amen, take the wife and do some things. And amen, and he was telling me, amen, how horrible the things were. And we got to discuss it and look at it, how much, amen, sin and iniquity has made inroads in this nation. Come on with Brother John. I'm telling you, and we started talking about our governor, our new governor. Amen, thank God. I did see our new governor said he's going to teach civics again. Amen, come on. If there's anything ever, amen, outside of the Bible, the most important, amen, second is to teach how our government came about and what it's supposed to do and what it's not supposed to do. Come on. Amen. We need that in this hour. Amen. But look at where we have arrived. Amen. As it was in the days of Noah. Amen. Wickedness was abounding. Amen. It wasn't just abounding ever so often. It was continually at work. Amen. I mean, come on. You listen to the news every night. All they do is hit the highlights. They don't hit it all. You probably couldn't tell all the, amen, fightings and murders and killings and all that's going on. It'd take you a while to sit down and read all that. Amen. That happens just every day. Amen. We are falling more and more into the pit of depravity in this nation. Why, Brother Joe? Because God has been shoved off the table. Amen. And everything else has been brought in His place. Amen. Men have forsaken God. Amen. When man forsakes God, look at this. We talked about him, about Israel. When Israel's in line with God, amen, when they done what God said, they wasn't anybody. Amen. He's teaching the, amen, fellowship of Christian athletes. Amen. Lessons. Amen. And he said, marvel at that. We look at that. Amen. Said in our Sunday school class, he's at a church I teach. Amen. Said we just got through studying about the sanctity of life last week, and this week looks what happens in New York and in the state of Virginia. Amen. He said it kind of just made our lesson that much more real as to how fallen our nation is. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. It's a terrible thing. What does that mean for the church? It means we need to turn the lights up. Amen. Amen. He said in Isaiah, rise, shine, for thy light has come. Amen. I spent the early part of my ministry, amen, preaching. Amen. I've done it so often that one of my supervisors got kind of smart with me about my leave time and got the gagging at me. Amen. I broke him from the habit. Amen. He apologized. Amen. Said, you're making a habit out of this. I said, I plan to continue making a habit out of it as long as I got leave time. Amen. Or just whatever I can take off. I'll be down there at that killing, amen, facility and preach the gospel. Amen. Come on. Why are you doing that, Brother Joe? Amen. Brother Joe quite firmly believes, and believe I got booked for it, amen, that's the first thing on God's list. Hello? He said, a shedding of innocent blood is the top of God's list for retribution. Amen. I've listened to a broadcast before mine this morning. The close of it, those people were outlining the same thing that I've said for years. Amen. How can people who know what this nation is doing say, God bless America? Amen. Come on with me. And I appreciate everything the president has done. Amen. But I'm telling you, he's been fought tooth and nail, not only by the opposition party, but by the one that he belongs to. Amen. Who's supposed to stand for something and stand for life. Come on with me. It's not what party you're in. Amen. It's all we believe what this book said. Have we embraced God or have we embraced something else? Amen. Our nation is in trouble. I read what Brother David Talbert mentioned. And many people have mentioned it in the past, how that this nation seemingly is not mentioned. Amen. And among nations in last day events. Amen. And the Bible doesn't, amen, doesn't give us an explicit, amen, statement. Amen. But I can tell you, all you got to do is look at history and see that the nations that departed from God have become deeply, amen, entrenched in sinfulness. Amen. And where warfare against God, they perished off of the scene. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. God calls if you, all you got to do is look in the nation of Israel, the lost tribes of Israel. Why'd they do that? What happened to them, Brother Joe? Amen. They disappeared. God said, what God said He'd do. Read it in the book. Said God said, I'll follow them. Amen. Wherever they go. Amen. And said, I'll smite them. He's standing at the door of the house of God waiting when they come out. If they escape, He said, I'll follow them to the ends of the world and I'll take them out. They disappeared. Why? Because they rebelled against God. They said, we ain't going to do what God said. And God said, that's all right. Amen. You no longer will exist. Come on, brother. Oh, people say, oh, Brother Joe, God ain't that kind of God. You need to read that book. Amen. God don't have to do anything, amen, to take out a nation. All He's got to do is pull His hand back. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Behold, did I not declare unto Judah, I'll remove my hand and we'll see what your end shall be, saith the Lord. Behold, I say unto thee, if I no longer keep that nation and no longer uphold it, behold, like all the rest in history shall fall, saith the Lord, and shall be devoured. Behold, but to them that will stand with me, to them that will hold fast, shall I not keep, saith the Lord, shall I not bless. Behold, but them who do otherwise, shall they not be cursed, saith the Lord. Amen. We got folk today, and a lot of them who claim to be, amen, believe the book that you and I read. That's the sad thing about it. Amen. What saddened Brother Job more than anything in this world today is folks who go to church on Sunday, they stand in the pulpit, and they'll read the Word of God, amen, and declare that they believe it, all the while embracing things that book declares and the Word of God says is absolute, amen, abomination in the sight of God. Somebody is terribly confused. Amen. You know why they're confused? Amen. Because they have rebelled against God. Amen. Come on. Listen, I was talking to my brother this morning. He called me about the Sunday school lesson. Occasionally he does that. Amen. And I'm telling you, God said very clearly in the book of Thessalonians chapter 2, because they received not a love of the truth, what did God say? I'm going to send them strong delusion. Come on. I want to tell you, when God said strong delusion, He meant strong delusion. Amen. We're already under in a deluded state. Amen. Listen, an illusion comes from outside. A delusion comes from what's happening in your own heart and mind. Come on. Man, listen, man's problem has always been, for the most part, that he's been deceived in his own mind by his own desires and his own lust. That's what has destroyed most humanity. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. If man will purge, amen, come to God, confess, amen, repent, and allow God to purge his heart, his soul, and his mind, amen, my God, amen, the darkness will go away, the light will come, amen, and knowledge of the truth will make itself real, and he can see how to walk in the day and do what God says. If he rejects that light of God, he'll walk in darkness and he'll do what God said. They'll grope at the walls at noonday. Amen. You tell me we ain't living there. Amen. We got folks who claim to believe the same Bible. We believe, yet their actions are totally diametrically opposite of what ours are. Somebody's wrong. Well, I told a fellow one time, both can't be right. It can't be. Amen. Come on. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to stay with this book in the context of this book. Amen. And I heard him say, he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man that built his house on the rock. Come on. He didn't say he never had no trouble. He said the winds come, the flood, the rains, and beat upon the house. But he said something wonderful about it before he got through. But it stood. Amen. It didn't fall down. It didn't get destroyed. Come on, Brother Joe. I want to tell you, living in this world, we're going to suffer, amen, along with the rest of the world, whatever happens in the world. Amen. But God said, amen, it won't destroy you. Amen. You just hold on. Amen. It'll destroy that other house. It'll break the foundations down. Amen. It'll float away. Never to be remembered again as far as humanity. But listen, amen, God's people, come on with me. I'm telling you, if you want to make an eternal mark, amen, one that'll stand, you've got to walk with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, hey, hey. If we walk with God, amen, we can make a difference in time and eternity. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel like having church. Amen. I'm looking for him. I'm looking for him. Amen. Matthew, the days of Noah, so shall it be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days of Noah, they were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. They were continuing to live as if nothing was going to happen. Hello. Come on. My Bible says that even as a church, we are to what? We are to continue. We are to continue in the faith. Amen. But we are to continue with our eye looking for Him to return. Amen. That means we are to labor. As I see the day approaching, I ought to pray more. I ought to seek God more. And I ought to work harder. Amen. I ain't never seen a person that wanted to win a race in my life. Amen. When the finish line come in sight, they just said, well, I can slow down now. No, most of them turned it on. Amen. They're going to make that final sprint. Amen. Come on. I'm telling you, if we can't see the finish line in sight, amen, we better get our eyes fixed. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe this morning. Amen. It's standing before us. Amen. In living color. Amen. Screaming. Amen. Out the sound. It's like us on a billboard. Amen. The end is at hand. Yet, Brother Clinton and said before he left here, amen, the church sleeps in the light. He's telling the truth. Amen. I can tell you they'll have every kind of program, amen, that builds their number. But where is the real outreach trying to reach that lost, amen, that are scattered across this country and around the world. Where's that at? Amen. God ain't put us here, amen, to have a party while we wait on Him to come. That ain't been the case. Amen. He's put us here to labor. Amen. To work. Amen. To warn. Amen. That's the reason that we're here. Amen. The church is here. Amen. For a reason. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. I got to hurry. Luke, likewise, he said in Luke chapter 17 and 28, likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they brought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Amen. My. I'm telling you, there is dire warning. I read these two because one speaks to the Gentile dispensation. The other speaks to the Jews. Amen. Come on. I'm believing with all of my heart. Amen. God's setting the warning. Everything. I'm telling you, you can't look in our world and not see it. Brother Joe listens to some things, but he's not going to do it right now. Amen. Maybe in just a moment I will. Amen. Many things are pointing. Amen. Just by simple things that are happening. Amen. That many would have thought once could never be. Amen. Israel is one of the greatest marks that says He's coming back. The nation of Israel is a clear ensign, the flag that's waving saying, Jesus is coming back. Amen. Brother Joe, they don't believe you. Amen. Over there, they may not, but that's all right. Amen. They still a sign. Amen. Let me hurry. 2 Peter 3 and 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers. Amen. Walking after their own lust, and believe you me, have we not seen them? Tune your TV over to channel TBN and some of those, and you can find all the scoffers that you want. Amen. They after every dime they can get in that bank account, they're chasing every kind of thing they can chase except Christ. Hello? Amen. They got every kind of wiggle, giggle, entertainment, whatever else have you can just possibly find. Amen. It's enough to make somebody, amen, I have to say this, wipe out a place and throw up. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Where is the message of the gospel? Yeah. Oh, not some, send you $100 and God will bless your little pea-picking heart. Come on with Brother Joe. I'm telling you, last thing God's worried about, amen, is filling up somebody's bank account, amen, that they're going to use it to fill, amen, to satisfy all their lustful desires with. You hear, Brother Joe, God ain't, that's the last thing. God ain't got nothing to do with that. I tell you what He's got, amen, it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come under repentance. That's the will of God. Amen. God's after, amen, getting men out of, and women, boys and girls, out of a sinful life, amen, with a hope for a godly eternity. Amen. God is not trying to make somebody happy. He's trying to make men holy. Amen. Thank God. Where'd that come from? Hope it didn't knock nothing apart. Amen. Let me hurry. Listen. There at the last scoffer saying, where's the promise of His coming? We done quoted, for since the fathers fell asleep all things. Amen. You listen to a lot of folks today and there is no warning. Amen. There is, listen, John the Baptist, he ain't got very long. He's a long time in preparation and short ministry. He's going to preach 6 months. That's going to be the end of his ministry. Amen. What's he doing? He ain't wasting a minute of it. Amen. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. He ain't wasting his time on anything. Amen. But what God has given him to do, that's his sole purpose. Amen. Jesus only ministered 3.5 years in this earth as far as in his fleshly, amen, body. Come on, Brother Joe. He didn't waste no time. Amen. Even when Peter rebukes him for going to the cross, he turns and says, Peter, get behind me, Satan. Thou savest not the things which be of God, but the things which be of the flesh. Amen. Come on with me this morning. I can tell you, we ain't got long. Amen. What we got, we better make the most use of it. Amen. We better put God, amen, where He belongs and allow God to work like He wants to work. Because we will answer to Him. Amen. The Bible said we will answer for every idle word and every idle deed. That's explicitly in your Bible. Amen. Brother Ravenhill believes that's why there's going to be a lot of eyes to be dried. Amen. At the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. Because God's going to make us unaware of all the opportunities that we squandered doing something we shouldn't have been doing when we could have been doing the work of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. Well, Brother Joe, I'm not a preacher. I'm not this and that. I want to tell you, it don't matter who we are. We're a child of God. That's what matters. Amen. Every one of us, He has called and ordained to be witnesses. Hello? And not witnesses about what Brother so-and-so had in God, but what God has done in us. Amen. Well, God ain't done anything. Have you given God a chance to do anything in our life? Have I opened a door to God and said, Lord? Well, He said, because if you'll open that door, I'll come in and sup with you and you with me. Hello? Amen. Well, God ain't never told me anything to do. Have you ever sought Him about it? Have you ever got down and said, Lord, what would you have me to do today? Hello? Now, I'm yours, Lord. I mean, old Brother Paul ain't been saved but a few seconds. And he said, Lord, what wouldst thou have me to do? I mean, he ain't wasted no time in getting around to that. I know folks have been in church for years. They still ain't had a clue about what God wants them to do. Hello? I'm sure God's got something for everybody. Wherever we go, we own business for God. Amen? I work for the school system. Amen. But I'm on business for God. First thing, number one. Amen. I told him, if I could ever, that can't be my priority. I don't need to work for them, whoever they are. Amen. I'm first a Christian, then whatever else falls in behind that. Amen. God sends somebody by that and puts it on my heart that me to talk to them about Jesus. I'm going to talk to them about Jesus. Amen. If somebody don't like it, runs me off, God's got somewhere else for me to go. God take listen, He's taking care of me before I ever wound up down there. Hello. And He's big enough. He owns the... Well, a lot of times we just allow the devil just to make us believe that God don't have anything. My Bible said He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. And the fellow said all the taters that are underneath too. Amen. The earth, and my Bible also says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Amen. God's got whatever you and I need. Listen, I mean, He fed old Elijah, amen, by that old raven. And I mean, anybody knows anything about those birds, amen, know that they don't throw away good meat and good food. Hello? But God told him to. Amen. He fed him. When he got through feeding him with that bird and the brook cherries dried up, sent him down there to Zarephath. Amen. And fed him with a widow who's fixing to eat her last meal. Amen. Come on, her and her son. Oh, hallelujah. Man just don't know who he's dealing with when he's dealing with God. Amen. God knows how to keep folks. Amen. He kept the children of Israel 40 years in that wilderness. Amen. Even though they've done wrong, He's merciful. Their clothes ain't wore out. Their shoes ain't wore out. God fed them every day. Somehow or another, we'll ask the same question that smart mouth asks. Amen. When God's visited them with the famine, amen, can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Amen. That prophet said, you'll see it with your eyes, but you won't taste of it. You won't get to have a part in it. Amen. There's going to be a lot of people out here, Brother Joe, that's going to see, but they're never going to have a part. I don't know anything much sadder than that. Amen. To see it and not be a part of it. Amen. Come on, brother. I don't want to be in that. I don't want to be in that unbelieving crowd. I want to be like them two old boys that said, we're well able. Let's do it. Let's obey God. Let's let God be God. Amen. Let's let God work. Amen. God's greater than all. Amen. That we see in this world. I'm fixing to close. The Word of God says, the Lord is not slack. We quoted that already. Christ's prophecy concerning His resurrection, Matthew 12 and 38. Then certain the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, Master, what we would see a sign from thee. But He answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Amen. My, come on. What was the sign, Brother Joe? How many got saved after He fulfilled that sign? Amen. You see, Jesus gave the unbelievers a sign. Amen. He said, that's the only sign you're going to get. Amen. The Son of Man's going to, but He's coming back out. Amen. My Bible says, amen, and we preach it on Easter Sunday morning, amen, that as many as 500, amen, seen Him going up, amen, with the angels, amen, into the clouds. Oh, and I heard, and about that many heard, some 500 heard them angels that come back and said, ye men of Israel, why stand ye gazing up? This same Jesus, not another one, but this same Jesus, amen, to whom you've seen taken up, shall come again in like manner. Hey, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And one of these days, amen. That's not what Brother Joe's talking about now. It's not the rapture. It's called the second advent. Amen. Come on. But one of these days, after the rapture's taking place, amen, and all of God's people have been gathered to Him, He's coming back with 10,000 of His saints, and He's going to set His feet down on the top of the Mount of Olives. Come on. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen to God. It's going to cleave asunder. Amen. Going to divide. And God, I'm telling you, it's going to divide deep enough. Amen. That river, that Dead Sea is going to flow out into that Mediterranean. Come on. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Oh, He's coming back. And it's going to be any time now. Jesus said to them, I will come again. Amen. Marvel not, says the Lord. Set your affection on things above. For surely, as my word hath declared, and as surely as I have been observed, I have left the world, I have been gathered back to my Father. Likewise, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. As I have promised, so shall I do, saith the Lord. Therefore, I say unto thee, set your affection on things above and not on things below. Behold, and set your heart and your hands to labor and work. Behold, for them that I come, when I come, find so doing, I will say unto them, well done, good and faithful servants, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I heard Brother Keith Powers many years ago say, when he comes, I want to see him. I want him to come and find me digging. Amen. I want him to come and find me laboring. Amen. I've been a working. Amen. I'm fixed to close. Amen. Several signs. And I'm going to just close with this morning. Amen. We could go other things. Our 2 Timothy 3:1. Last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. That's folks who say, amen, they act godly, but they've not been delivered. Amen. There's a whole long list. He's not marking that in the world. He's marking that in the church. Hello. Oh, it's in the church today. Leaps and bounds. Amen. We have a church that is more religious than it is righteous. Come on. I'm going to say that again. Much more religious than it is righteous. And God's not after a religious church. He's coming back after a righteous one. I'm not righteous by my little actions. I'm righteous by the blood and obedience to Christ. That's what makes us righteous. There's no other way to be righteous. I can't be right with God if I won't obey Him. It's impossible to be righteous without obedience. Hear me. Amen. If I won't obey God, I can't be righteous. This above existence, I'm going to hurry. Israel is a state. It's one of the prime markers. Amen. Fish. Amen. Ezekiel prophesied about fisheries. Amen. It's been several years ago now, back in the late 90s, early 2000s, right in there. Amen. That freshwater springs begin to spring up near the south end of the Dead Sea. Hello. That's the preamp. Amen. That's the precursor to what's going to happen when Jesus touches His feet to the Mount of Olives. I read not too long ago that hatcheries are already being set there. Amen. Are being prepared. Come on. It's coming. Amen. The Word of God says that the desert would bloom like a rose. Israel. Amen. As far as the Middle East, a great producer of vegetables and fruits. Amen. God didn't say how it would be done. It said it's going to bloom. They went and took old asphalt. Amen. Laid a hard pan down. Amen. So that soil would hold moisture. Amen. Grow some of the finest vegetables and fruits in the world. Amen. I don't know how many grows apples down here, but you got an apple called a nine-shimer. Amen. Grows good in the state of Florida. Amen. Bread and Israel. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Hallelujah. All these signs. Bloodlines of the red heifer have been purified. Some folks folks in Mississippi. Amen. How purified the blood of that red heifer. Well, that's going to set about temple worship and the time they're going to set that temple up. And it's very soon. Amen. I read not long ago that people have everything prepared to build that temple can be ready in days. In days. When's that temple going to be here? Amen. Going to erect that temple. Amen. During the time of the tribulation. Amen. And then the Antichrist is going to set himself on the throne to be worshipped as God in that temple. What is called the abomination of desolations. Amen. All this says, the horn is fixing to sound. Amen. Tribulation. Amen. Temple is ready to be built. Record time. The stage for Gog and Magog is quickly being set by the dealings and the fallout of the things that we see happening in the areas, amen, of the Black Sea. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. And some of the Islamic nations, they're going to march. Hello? The princes of Meshach and Tubal. Who's that, Brother Joe? Who's that sound like to you? That sounds like Turkey to Brother Joe. That sounds like, amen, Muslim names to Brother Joe. All those things are set to happen. I've seen something. I put it on the church website. A link to it. Amen. That Erdogan. Amen. Who has erected himself as a sultan in the nation of Turkey. Amen. Had his generals draw up a plan for the downfall and the assault of Jerusalem. Just back about a year or so ago, that plan's laid out how they sought to do it. Amen. Things are falling in place for the end to culminate. And when it starts, it's going to be fast. Amen. But the first thing Brother Joe believes is going to happen is there is going to come a strange disappearance. Come on, Brother Joe. Hey, little boy. Amen. I don't know how many, but there's going to come a strange disappearance of people all across this world. Amen. They're going to suddenly be gone. Amen. There may be some of them flying airplanes this Sunday. Ooh. It's not my will that any should perish, saith the Lord. And behold, I have rose up betimes. I have done all that was in mine ability, saith the Lord. And behold, I have set my church with a great commission to go ye into all the world to preach the gospel to every creature. I have done all that I can do, saith the Lord. But I say unto thee that the day of the Lord will come. And the time will come, saith the Lord, and the moment will come that I will gather mine elect out of the world. And behold, the cup of wrath that is filled up shall be turned over and poured out upon an unbelieving world. And behold, I say unto thee, to them that would escape thus, let them hearken to the voice of God, saith the Lord, let them hearken to my word, and let them come in faith, and let them come in repentance. And behold, I'll wash them in the blood, fill them with my spirit, and they too can sound the warning, flee the wrath to come, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just close in the altar this morning. Amen. And old Happy Gibbons sung, said he'll come as no surprise. Shaddallah Mahaya. He'll split those eastern skies. Our long-awaited flight will lift us higher. When he comes, nobody knows. But the day he comes, we'll go. Woo! We'll keep our watch alive. He'll come as no surprise. Amen. He is coming. Amen. They greeted one another in the days of the disciples. Amen. In the early church, Maranatha was the common greeting. That greeting meant, our Lord cometh. That's how real His coming was then. How much more real should it be today? And I told a man the other day, we've had more culmination of the signs of the second of the rapture of the church than has ever been seen by man. We've had multiple, amen, signs on the earth and the sky, amen, in nations, all these things, Israel, all that state, time, and all that, everything we see says that Jesus is set together His elect. Amen. Yet people will just idle along, and they're going to say exactly the same thing that servant said, our Lord doth delay His coming. And the Word of God says, and they're going to begin to do things that are not right. Amen. They're going to say that we're going to put far away the evil day. Amen. And we're going to do what we want because we got plenty of time. We'll get right one of these days. Amen. We'll get around to it. Amen. We'll go. I won't get about the business of doing God's work one of these days. I want to tell you that day's going to come upon folks unawares like that. Amen. And they're not going to have an opportunity to be, amen, prepared and be ready. My Bible says very clearly, two places, be ye also ready. For in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. And in the book of Luke, he rendered it this way, be ye ready also. Amen. While you're doing everything else, while you're about all the other business, you be ready. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. I can't be ready not doing the will of God. It's impossible. If I'm going to be ready, I got to be found doing God's will. I got to be found believing what God said. I got to be found acting upon that I believe God has called me to do, and doing it with all of my might. Amen. I'm looking for Him. My. And to them that look for Him, shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. I'm expecting Him any moment. Amen. He can set that trumpet to Gabriel's lips and sound the horn, gather His elect. Amen. And it won't take, amen, the Word of God is very explicit. Amen. A twinkling of an eye, twinkles about 100 times in a second or 100 times in a millisecond, just a few parts of a millisecond or a thousandth of a second. Amen. The rapture is going to take place. It's going to be come and gone before man has even time to even figure out how to get a half a breath. Amen. There won't be no repentance in the midst of that rapture. Amen. It's going to happen so fast. Suddenly, amen, God moved on the day of Pentecost, and suddenly He is going to gather His elect out of this world. Amen. Mine. And suddenly, I'm going to tell you, He's going to turn over a cup, amen, to a world. We got a preacher right down here in the heart of the county, amen, got bestsellers on Amazon, and telling everybody that we're living in the trumpet judgments. Boy, I'm telling you, somebody better wake that person up. Amen. We're not no trumpet judgments. When they arrive, amen, believe you me, it's not going to be pleasant as it is to live in this world. When I see hailstones of the size and weight of a talent, some 92 pounds thereabouts, amen, that is going to wind up destroying one-third of all the infrastructure that is on the earth, one-third of all the fish are going to die, one-third of all the fowls of the air, and one-third of all the land is going to be destroyed. My one-third of all that sea, amen, the fish in the sea are going to die. Come on, my brother Joe. That is not going to be a wonderful time. But it is on the horizon. It is coming. Amen. As sure as the sun rose this morning, it is coming. Amen. And I'm telling you, hallelujah, I want to flee the wrath to come. I want to walk with God. And I want to warn as many people as possible. You better turn. Amen. Like brother, amen. The brother said, you better turn or you're going to burn. Amen. Brother Spurgeon wrote that track. Would to God we had preachers wrote in that blatantly simple and straightforward way today. Turn or you'll burn. Amen.